You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Today's Agri Tuesday. It's not Property Tuesday. So we're going to be taking a look at the agricultural landscape. And in particular, we're looking at the egg farming business. I'm joined on the line by a farmer who has built quite the business in the egg and poultry space, Sizo Shabalala, whose family runs the Shabalala farm. And we're going to take a look at just everything that goes into egg businesses, egg production, egg and I suppose chicken production by extension. Good evening, Sizo. Thanks so much for taking the time. How did you get into egg farming? I understand the farming blood or the farming gene has been in the family for quite some time.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity. How I got into farming, I actually started with goats and cows and then I failed there. And then because my mother is a baker, so she would send me to the stores, you know, so every time I get there, you know, the prices are going up and she would be complaining about the prices. I then decided, you know, to venture into the egg production. In fact, you know, at school, I actually studied animal production. I majored with chicken production. But when I had capital to actually start production, I went into goats and cattle and then I failed dismally there. And then it came to me that actually, you know, this is what I learned. And there's actually a gap. Not only my mother is needing these eggs and complaining about the prices in the stores. And then that's actually how I took the decision to go into egg production.
Your mother's a very wise lady, Sizo. Egg prices are ridiculously expensive and she has every right to complain. Take me through the operation. How does egg farming and layer production work?
So we keep a few animals or a few chickens, in fact, that produce eggs. So for example, my employees, when they get here in the morning, they feed the animals at 8 o'clock. They check that there's enough water. They check for sick animals, and then they just let them be. And then they come back again at 2 o'clock to feed again, and then to also collect the eggs. So it's very important to give them their space because they are quite sensitive birds, because you know it's light. So for example, so here in the farm, the employees wear blue overalls. So if you were to come dressed in a different color, so some chickens would get stressed and they would not give eggs. Or if there's, you know, an unusual noise or a drop in water or the weather is not right. So it's very important to make sure that, you know, the environment is as peaceful as possible for the birds, you know, to give the right amount of eggs. And also on my side, so it's checking the feed that we have enough feed for the month, enough egg trays for 2 to 3 months, and then enough market, you know, for the eggs that we are producing. And also planning for end of production for new chickens when these ones come out of production. So that's the day-to-day running of the business.
It's very interesting, Sizo, that you say these things around the sensitivity of the chickens, because I remember a cousin of mine is in a similar kind of business in chicken farming, and he said the same thing around the fact that if the generator goes off on the farm for a certain period of time, or if the food is not at the right levels and all of that, it can have a disastrous impact on the business. Sizo, I want to look at your other challenges, right? So we had this this outbreak of avian influenza that sent egg and chicken prices through the roof. There was a shortage and all of that. How do those sorts of challenges affect a farming business or a farming operation like yours?
So from our side, you know, it was our chickens did not die from the avian flu. However, we had a lot of clients wanting eggs and we did not have enough eggs. The demand was high and the supply was low. So, you know, one of the challenges we faced that was quite serious for us, you know, before the avian flu, there were floods in KZN, you know, a few months ago. So those floods, you know, some of the businesses that produce egg trays went out of business. So which meant they could not supply the guys that supplied us with egg trays. So we could not get egg trays in different markets, so in different areas, you know. So it was quite dangerous for us. So but we were very fortunate enough, you know, the store that we buy the food from, which is Alzu, you know, approached us and said, no, you know, instead of you going out of business, so we can assist you with the feed. Because, you know, if we're not able to get x-rays, it also meant we're not able to sell to sell eggs. And if we're not able to sell eggs, it also meant we were not able to buy feed for the animals. So that that was one part that was very sensitive for our production. And also, when we started, we were not very careful around people coming into to our farm. So we were not disinfecting as proper as we should have been. So many of our chickens stopped laying. You know, we had quite a number of chickens, and then they stopped laying for 2 months. You know, in that 2 months, so we also had a struggle with capital. And also from my side, it was since I was starting, you know, I struggled a bit with indecision, you know, whether to sell the chickens or maybe wait for them to come into production. But these chickens, you know, they are, you know, they were a cost. So it's something that I've learned, you know, over time, that, you know, when there's a problem, you know, I should be very quick on taking a decision. I should study the problem and also be quick on taking the decision, because sometimes, you know, we wait too long and then, you know, it's everything that's in the pocket.
Mm. Sizo, yeah. What would you say to someone who wants to go into perhaps egg farming or layer production? If there's a young farmer out there listening that wants to go into this or that wants to start down this road, what would you say to encourage them?
So maybe to go back a bit on my journey. So when we bought the goats, it was quite a number of the goats when we started, and then on one season we had 43 goats that were pregnant, and I did not have any experience with goats before. So now I have these 43 pregnant goats. You know, I'm excited that I'm gonna be getting a lot of kids, and then boom, they get hit by chlamydia, and then it causes them to miscarry the babies. You know, so from the triplets and twins, you know, that are coming from those goats, you know, they died, you know. So it was around 76 kids, because it was twins and triplets, you know, they died from those goats. And then so when I went into chicken farming, I decided to start small. So that's an advice I could give to a whole lot of people going into farming or entrepreneurship in general, you know, to start small.
Very interesting, very sound advice. What lies next for Shabalala Farming? The business has obviously been doing exceptionally well. How do you plan to expand your farming operations?
So it's adding more chickens and also commercializing our vegetable production, our tomato production. And also we are planning on having a fresh produce store, you know, because there's a gap in that. So right now we want to have a market for our own market where we sell the eggs and also sell the vegetables that we produce and the vegetables that also come from other farmers as well. So actually having a store and also producing our own egg trays and also growing our own chickens from hatchery.
Well, we wish you all of the best of luck with that. Thank you so much for the time and for the insights. That's Sizo Shabalala, who is of the Shabalala Farming business, joining me to reflect on egg farming, layer production, and how to stay alive in the farming business.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.